Finding out about your family genealogy is becoming easier as companies allow you to send in a DNA sample and will tell you where you're from, and the commercials are everywhere.
I wanted to know who I am and where I came from. I did my Ancestry DNA, and I couldn't wait to get my pie chart. The most shocking result was that I'm 26% Native American. I had no idea.
But how accurate are these tests? Kristen Brown wanted to find out. She's a senior writer at Gizmodo and writes about biotechnology, including consumer genetic testing. She says a few months back, she was with her mom and aunt at her grandmother's house, and her mom and aunt had just gotten their Ancestry.com test back. Her aunt was puzzled about the test showing she had a big percentage of Italian, since nobody had any idea the family had any Italian. I'll let Kristen pick up the story from here.
I was sitting there, and, you know, I'm kind of the contrarian in my family. I'm always the one who's like, you guys are crazy. Let me tell you how it is. And so, you know, I told them, you know, guys, like, it's not necessarily that we're actually Italian. You know, Middle Eastern people are very poorly represented in the data sets that help them figure out where you're from in these tests. It could just be that the test is kind of wrong. They were kind of like, they didn't believe me, so I decided that I would basically prove them wrong, and I went out and I did all of the major ancestry tests, 23andMe, the National Geographic Helix test, Ancestry, and then I also uploaded my data to a new company called GenCove.
And it looks like you found in each test slightly or maybe more than slightly different results from all of those.
Yeah, I knew that I would find slightly different results just because, you know, they take your data and part of how they're determining what your ancestry is they're looking at all the people who have taken the test before you. So obviously Ancestry's population of test takers is slightly different from 23andMe's and so on. And then their algorithms are different too, right? Their proprietary algorithms. So I expected they would be slightly different, but they were actually pretty wildly different. I was even surprised by how different they were. And in fact, when I took my tests back to the companies and shared what I had found, even some of the companies were surprised by how different my tests were.
In addition to how different they were from each other, how different were they from what you actually knew about your family lineage?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that was really striking to me, so on my father's side, I'm actually not that mixed. His family just, you know, came from Norway and then settled in North Dakota. You know, my father looks like a Viking. So I was expecting to be, you know, maybe not fully half Norwegian, but somewhere about there. And the ancestry test said I was like 33%, which you might expect even if your lineage is half just because of, you know, how the sciencey stuff works. But the 23andMe test said I was only 3% Scandinavian. But then it's funny, like eventually later on, I think after the story came out, they updated it and it was closer to like 25% or something, which is another good point. Like the more data they get, they're refining this stuff. So who you are and where you're from could like change from month to month based on their algorithm and their data set, which is kind of funny.
Well, so for consumers who are legitimately curious about their family history and maybe where, you know, parts of their family might be from, what should we make of this? The fact that each of these can come back with different results, which may or may not bear resemblance to what actually happened.
Right. So the thing that I'll say just up front is it's not that the science is bad, right? They're doing rigorous science. The problem is how it's being presented. So they're using the same science to tell you where your ancestry is from that population geneticists use to determine how people moved from Africa to Europe and back into Africa and to Asia, right? I mean, this is science that's really meant to track how large groups of people travel over time throughout history. So it's much less precise when you get down to that individual level. All it can really tell you pretty accurately is, you know, like what continent about you're from.
When you brought these results to the companies, what did they make of all this, and what did they make of how people are actually using these services?
When I brought my results to the companies, they weren't exactly surprised that my results varied so much from one company to another. They were surprised how much my results varied, but if you read the fine print, which who reads the fine print? It's so boring and long and tiny. But if you read the fine print, it does tell you all of this stuff, that it's not precise. They're not trying to lie to people about it or anything. But it definitely is a different message than the marketing message you get. You know, like Ancestry.com runs these ads that say things like, you know, I grew up thinking I was German and I did this cool German dance. And then I found out I was Scottish and I traded in my lederhosen for a kilt. And there is something facetious about that because it's suggesting that our genetic makeup is deterministic about who we are, not that it's one piece of who we are. And it's problematic that the marketing messaging suggests that taking the test can tell you something about who you are that you don't already know.
During your research, did you find that there are certain nationalities or ethnicities or any kind of background factors that might be more or less accurate when people send in their DNA?
Yes. So most of the people who take these tests are white Americans. They're people who live in the United States and have European heritage. So if that's you, the test is more likely to be accurate. Then if you're someone like me who also has Middle Eastern heritage, there's just not that many people who are Middle Eastern that have taken the test compared to people who are European who have taken the test. So the data set just isn't robust enough.
All right. Kristen Brown is a senior writer at Gizmodo. Kristen, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, cool.